Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast in association with Bose. I'm Dan Morsey here at a stupidly early hour to record this week's show. Duncan, have more coffee. Coming up on this week's caffeine-induced tech triumph. 8 megapixels enough for you? Sony Ericsson ups the cam phone game. HDVD is dead. Long live upscaling. Meet Toshiba's new HD cheating laptops. We'll give you our best guesses on the price of a pay-as-you-go iPhone. That's the 3G variety. And join us as we go back in time with nothing more than a humble issue of T3 to see what was taking home the gongs 10 years ago in the T3 Awards. All that and whatever spills from our sleep-deprived mouths. Joining me, as ever, is T3's Mr. T, Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. T.
Yeah, well, it's T3, Mr. T.
Fair enough.
You like the epitome of
Free.
T3.
T would be my first initial.
Actually, I've been coming up with other T catchphrases. I thought we could work these into
I pity the fool who comes up with T-related catchphrases.
It's tea time. I thought we could kick off with that.
It's tea time. Yeah, that's pretty good. I still prefer Let's Talk Gadge.
I'm sticking with the T theme, you see.
Let's tee off. That's like some sort of golfing reference, isn't it?
Or the T-Files, that could be a section of the show.
The T-Files, like the X-Files, but seven earlier in the alphabet.
I'm glad I didn't.
I think they need a bit of buffing, personally, but there's the germ of an idea there.
Yes. Anyway, Duncan, you look a bit teed off.
Hey!
What's been ruffling your brow this week?
Ruffling my what?
Brow.
Oh, my brow. Well, I'll tell you what's been ruffling my brow.
What did you think I said?
I don't know, penis. What's been ruffling my brow this week? Not perhaps the most original idea, but then I never come up with original ideas for this. But because the iPhone came out recently, apparently, I've been reading message boards and tech forums more than usual, and I just hate everybody who ever posts on pretty much any internet message board, actually, with the exception of The Onion, where you actually get some quite amusing remarks and conversations that have a thread to them.
Does this mean you've been trolling, just sat there reading posts and not actually contributing?
That's just being normal. That's not trolling. Not spouting my half-formed idiotic opinions whilst drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's not trolling. That's just being a sort of functioning human being.
I think I'm with you on this one. What I can't stand are the people who go, when there's a news story, and then they go, first post.
That's just cretinous. But no, I hate all of them. I hate the ones who can't spell. I hate the ones who can spell and who think they're clever. I hate the ones who are so brittle that the slightest sort of, questioning of their sort of half-assed ideas about whatever unleash a sort of torrent of abuse that would make...
This is the fanboys phenomenon.
Yeah. Just get lives.
Okay.
I do appreciate the irony of me saying this on a podcast.
Yes.
Before anybody says, well, you're contributing to... There's this school of thought that I subscribe to, which is that people who talk rubbish. And I apply that to the general public, not
ourselves. Good.
Top-end media professionals.
Absolutely.
Such as ourselves.
Now, as promised, Sony Ericsson C905. Nothing too remarkable about this, aside from an 8.1 megapixel camera.
8.1, that's a lot of pixels.
That's a hell of a lot of pixels. It's about 8,100,000 plus a bit.
8,001,000, yes.
Has the world gone mad?
Yeah, I think so. Firstly, I don't understand why they've started putting C at the beginning of their camera phones when they used to put K. I was very happy with K, just about got my head around it. And now suddenly it's C.
I suppose C stands for camera, you know.
C does stand for camera, but then so does K. Phonetically speaking.
In a sort of German sense.
In a kind of, K is always a K sound, whereas C can be a S sound.
Right. Okay.
I would say, as a wordsmith myself.
Right.
I was actually at the launch of this, and it was one of the most rubbish launches I've ever been to. Well, the launch was good. I'm not knocking Sony Ericsson's hospitality, which is good.
Not.
Although they could have had a bit more bloody food. They're not actually launching it until Christmas, and it doesn't work yet. So they had a prototype, and I took a picture of it, and it was rubbish, and it took about 15 minutes between me pressing the shutter.
I've seen some samples, to get critical, the colour balance was all over the place. There was a lot of chromatic aberration, purple fringing, all that sort of thing. Everything you expect from a camera phone, really.
I'm sure it'll be amazing when it comes, when it eventually hits the shelves. But
they've got a lot of tweaking to do.
Yeah, and then also 8.1 megapixels, I'm like, so whatever. I'm so like, whatever.
Well, yeah, 8.1, you can go to A3 size if you print that out. I mean, entirely necessary, do you think?
Not entirely necessary, no. I'm actually perfectly happy with my K8 K800, which is well old. Well, it's got three. Mm. But an interesting quirk of the K800 is that, well, my one anyway, is that if you set it to three, it crashes all the time. So it actually only takes, I only ever take 2 megapixel.
Three is actually kind of sufficient for a normal size snap.
I think for my style of photography, which is basically right up the nose of people who are drunk, but usually whilst I'm a little bit inebriated myself, I find 2 megapixels is perfect.
Well, actually, you might actually like this camera because among its other features are autofocus, which is always handy, but with face detect, which is kind of fairly new on normal cameras.
I know what a face looks like. I don't need
face detection. See, it can, you know, it makes sure the faces are in focus. It's got image stabilization, although probably not of a kind of fancy optical variety. It's just, I think that's a bit of a gimmick, really. And a proper Xenon flash, which certainly isn't a gimmick. That is definitely
a must for
drunken party shots.
Yeah, no, that's what I do like about Sony Ericsson's range of photos. They do have proper flashes, but they've had that for a while. Mm. Face detection, I think, gimmick. Image shutter wobbliness reduction, to give it its proper technical name. I think also a bit of a gimmick, particularly, as you say, as it'll just be, it'll just crop off the edges. Or, well, it sort of takes a picture that's slightly bigger than the picture you actually get, doesn't it?
Exactly. And,
I've forgotten what I was talking about now.
Good, okay, well...
Yeah, no, so anyway, I didn't really like it. I just buy an old K800 for 50 quid, if I were you.
But what about... We dissed this on the iPhone last week, geotagging. Mm. Because we said last week, geotagging, what's the point of that with a 2 megapixel camera?
Well, I did, you said it was really good.
No, I said, what's the point of it with a 2 megapixel camera?
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, no, I said, what's the point
with an
8 megapixel
camera?
Yeah, no, I still can't see the point of geotagging.
Okay.
Unless you're really drunk.
And you really don't know where you are.
That could be quite helpful. The following morning, like, well, I have no idea where these photographs are from.
So is this the beginning of a new megapixel race?
Yeah, I suppose it is. I think that's the only rationale I can think of for why they've launched it before it's really ready, is so they can say, we've got the first one.
Okay, I should explain why you just said oops, because you bonked the microphone there.
Which I keep on doing. I don't think it actually came over on the tape.
There we go. Okay, well, other news this week. A T3.com exclusive, actually. Toshiba are back in HD. Yes, fresh from its HD DVD tonking. It's adding an extra processor to its laptops to upscale standard def content, thus rendering DVDs all sparkly and fab.
Yeah, well, this is Toshiba's thing now, isn't it? Nobody really wants a proper high-def format.
But
we've proved that pretty conclusively with the utter failure of our HD DVD format. So, upscaling is where it's at, and I can see the sense of that, personally.
They might have a point on this, might they?
But on the other hand, I think it's almost like they keep on turning up with a big circular thing and saying, look, we've invented the wheel. Because I have to say that upscaling has existed
for quite a while, but this has got its own. It's got its own dedicated little engine there doing all the upscaling, so it doesn't take away from your processor.
Yes.
So, you know,
I appreciate that point, except... Being a bit of an ignoramus, I've no idea how much processing power it takes.
Probably not that much.
And also, isn't that basically called a graphics chip?
Because most laptops are chronically underpowered when it comes to graphics, so, you know, this is a little boost.
Well, yeah, but higher-end ones all have proper graphics chips, and these... Well, they're very nice-looking laptops. I just thought they were quite nice. Probably pretty good. But, the upscaling bit seems... I'm calling gimmick on that one as well.
Yeah, it means your old DVD collection gets a bit of a new lease of life.
I think that is the good thing. I think they want to hide it. I don't think you can say that it's true HD in the way that Blu-ray or HD DVD is.
But, I mean, it could tide you over till Blu-ray keels over and downloads win the day.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. I think interim technology.
Hmm.
But it could be quite a long interim, I suppose. Actually, but then the other thing is, if it's on a laptop, I mean, okay, it's going to have a video out, but if you're mainly watching things just on the screen of a laptop, the upscaling is not going to be very... It's not going to do much good anyway, is it? 17-inch screen.
Something to show off on the train.
I suppose so.
Actually, something to...
showing off my laptop.
Something that would be good to show off on the train is the... probably more exciting than the HD upscaling, actually. Wii-style hand gestures. I don't really know how these work. But apparently, the webcam on the laptop, I've seen this gesture.
I've seen this on T3.com. I've seen T3.com's Chris Smith demonstrating this very thing.
And how does it work?
You sort of wag your finger and point and sort of.
It's what, sort of a policeman style hand out in front, pause.
I think it was something like that, yeah. And then I think this is a bit motion like a bit like pulling a rope.
You're doing a sort of Gaviscon advert esque motion.
That would be like fast forward or rewind or something.
Excellent.
Or,
excellent. Okay, well, the first three laptops to incorporate it are the 15-inch... How do you even say that? Quasimo?
Oh, who knows? Because they come up with their own words, don't they? Because they've got, like, isn't it the
Quasimo,
Portage or something?
Quasimo, I think. Quasimo F50, G50, and X300, T3.com. I'll have all the latest on those. And, of course, you can see our lovely Chris Smith Doing some gesticulations.
Yes, with his lovely hair.
Mm, he's doing some at me now, actually, through the window. There we go. Now, Duncan, you'll see the studio has just been magically transformed into a game show set.
Yeah, it's looking even more magical than normal.
Yes, because we are going to play...
It's Britain's brightest game show. It's The Price is Right. Here we go. It's time to meet the stars of the show. Come on down!
Are you getting
in
the mood now?
First contestants,
yes.
Are going to play The Price
For what?
Is Right.
Well, we're going to play The Price is Right. Yes, that is right. We are still awaiting the official price of the iPhone 3G on prepay. So producer Chris thought he'd get us to guess and see who comes closest when it's finally released.
No, I see. All right.
Mm. Now, I know how this works, but I'll give you a practice to get you started.
Okay.
You have to get the closest to the actual retail price. So here's your...
Isn't it without going over it?
No, that's in the showcase. We're not at
okay.
that stage.
Right, thank you.
Perhaps too much knowledge there. So here's your first item.
It's a stunning necklace, earrings and bracelet set. These sleek designs have a Celtic link to nature and incorporate silver with 22-carat gold plating detail.
Okay, silver with 22-carat gold plating detail.
That means like a droplet of gold. Something.
I'll give you a clue. It's over £200.
Really?
No.
Well, yeah, leafing through the Argos.
No pressure.
£250.
£250. Okay, you say £250. Let's find out how close you are.
The actual price we're looking for is £361.
Oh. Miles off.
Yeah, no showcase for
useless,
me.
Useless.
Is that Joe Pasquale?
That was Joe Pasquale, yes.
Very well observed.
Yes, yeah, he's the latest host of this Steam game show. So anyway, you get the idea. So, 8 gigabyte iPhone 3G. Oh. What do you say?
Is this the showcase round?
No, we're still on the first round.
3G, oh, I suppose it would be about £450.
£450? Okay, well, I've done research.
Oh, well, that's cheating.
Well, you could have done research, that would have been fine. Vodafone Italy says it'll be selling the iPhone 3G without subsidy, because they don't have them there, for €499, which is about £395. So that's going to be my guess.
Yeah, there we go. Fair enough.
So you say 450, I say 395.
Well, I think I might be all right with 450 because of, you know what it is, mate? It's rip-off Britain.
That's true.
What this country
is. And the credit crunch.
And the credit crunch.
Yeah, and the fuel crisis.
Yeah.
And
okay. £400.
Not bad, because of course...
It's all right.
But in a way, what you could do with the old iPhone was just buy it and never register it and hack it and stick your own prepaid SIM in, and it was a lot cheaper. So this is quite costly, really, in comparison.
Yeah, well, I suppose so. Oh, I don't know. I can't even... Admittedly, it's not as bad as Virgin TV's pricing, but the iPhone pricing is a little bit confusing.
We're on the verge of that.
I've given up.
Yes. You're right. Virgin TV, just unbelievably impossible.
It's mental.
Yeah.
I'm going to be ranting about that.
Try going through that website. It's a nightmare. Anyway, we'll find out who wins, hopefully by next week, if Apple, if O2 pull their finger out. Probably this will spur them on, I imagine.
Yeah, I should think so. They probably were going to be £400, but now I've said £450. They've gone away. This is what the market will bear. Duncan says £450.
Yes. Now, as you know, we're approaching T3 Awards time. We've had the first round of voting for the shortlists, I think, have we? And final voting coming up soon?
Not that soon. It doesn't restart until about two-thirds of the way through July.
Okay, that's soon enough.
Don't ask me why.
Time soon enough to get excited about it.
Yeah.
probably. So anyway, regardless of that, I thought we'd take a trip down memory lane.
Yes.
And see what's happening in the awards 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I have here issue 26 of T3 magazine from 1998 with its nicely titled Gear of the Year.
Gear of the Year, that's very good. We'll probably be reusing that this year. Interestingly, Product of the Year was made by Apple.
Well,
How things change.
In fact, it was the Apple iMac, I believe.
Yeah, the original iMac.
The original one, which I still think is the funkiest.
Yeah, it is. It's like, well, because it doesn't look very futuristic or high-tech. It's got a retro look to it, even when it was new.
Yeah, but it was. I mean, it was just sort of completely out of the ballpark, totally different
Yeah. I still have quite fond memories of the original IMAX. The only problem was that the mouse was basically unusable, and it didn't have an external drive.
Are you suggesting that Apple went for aesthetic over function?
I think so. I could never
imagine that.
Ice hockey
happening.
Puck, wasn't it? That's what they called it. It was like sort of a round plastic slab.
Yeah. But very, very cool to look at.
Yeah, no, very nice. Mm. And it works pretty well, apart from the thing of... Because I think the idea was you were supposed to be just online all the time and you'd move your files around online, so it didn't need a disk drive, which at the time was bloody ridiculous. I mean, now you'd struggle to do that, but then with dial-up type speeds...
That was, yes.
It was optimistic.
Yeah, you're right, they got rid of the floppy with that, didn't they?
There was no CD drive there. Mm. Well, no, it played CDs, isn't it? Just to compound and really annoy you. It did play CDs and DVDs.
Reached the advent of the USB memory stick pen?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it had USB built in. It was USB 1.1. But anyway,
still,
a few little quirks aside, it was a great machine. Yeah, deserving winner that year.
Excellent, excellent. And beat off the 3G PowerBook.
It beat off the 3G
G3, PowerBook, I should say, PowerBook, and Apple Studio Display. Quite Apple loaded this actually. When I look, a couple other bits.
Yes,
Alpha Smart keyboard. That was chronic.
What is that?
That was a keyboard basically with a little screen tabbed on, and it was basically a Palm Pilot.
Yeah, right.
And you could word process with it.
But the screen is about the size of a bus ticket.
Yes, essentially.
But it's funny. Well, this is the great thing about technology, or perhaps the not-so-great thing, is just how quickly things come on. Because this was only 10 years ago, and this might as well have fallen through a wormhole in space from about 1956. You got, like, Scion organizer-type things in
there.
Where
was that?
Mini-disc recorders that look like old answering
machines. Right, the MP-Man portable audio player. Has it got the capacity on there? Because I think I had that, and I think it was 128 megabytes.
It probably was, yeah.
You could just about fit about an album, almost.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I remember
because this stuff all just looks so old, apart from the kind of hi-fi type stuff, which never really changes its appearance. So who knows what in 10 years' time we'll be looking at.
Well, yeah.
I think we'll be looking at a big page of things made of glass, kind of pyramidical kind of shapes.
I quite like the best in-car entertainment, which was the Clarion VRZ with LCD TV and a hub for games consoles or GPS systems, which is all very new and exciting. It was called the coolest in-car gizmo T3 has ever had the pleasure of playing.
And it probably was. Probably still is.
But it also had, it had a rear camera for parking, which is...
Oh, right. Well,
even
that's
now,
pretty,
that's new.
Yeah, that's quite... I think that's because that isn't such a brilliant idea. I think that's why that one's never quite caught on.
Yeah, it's kind of you see the child as you... run
Yeah, the built-in microphone lets you enjoy it.
And speaking
squeals.
Of cars, Ford Puma, best car, which is really a souped-up Escort.
If you say so, I don't know anything about cars. I thought the Ford Probe would have won. That was my
favorite. That was hideous.
It just had a good name.
It was all wrong, that. Very, very wrong. It looked like a Toyota Celica from about 5 years previous.
Okay.
There you go. That's my.
That was just noise.
My analysis. Well, anyway, that's enough reminiscing. We just have time, Duncan, for your quick fire reactions to this week's last words. Google on PSP.
Well, that's good. If the browser was better, it'd be so it had some sort of use once you'd found the website you were looking
there
for using Google. But...
Well, speaking of which, Firefox 3.
Exciting.
Yeah, they broke the record, didn't they?
They did.
For the number of downloads.
It's quite a nice looking browser, actually. It looks much better than the last one. Other than that, very hard to get excited about browsers,
I
find.
Okay, but, well, let's try with the Nokia E66 and E71.
Now, they're sexy.
Oh, yes.
Quite slim for Nokia phones, I'm told.
There we go. And the flux, I like this, flux capacitor replica, 1.21 gigawatts.
Yes, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's better than the original 1 gigawatts, obviously.
Right, okay.
Is this
from a film?
What do you mean, is it from a film? It's from Back to the Future.
Well, I was never very into Back to the Future.
Oh, God. Okay, well, you make the Beer 11 in that case as kit washer. Make sure you get those socks clean. Well, that is all we have time for. Till next week, find all the latest on T3.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes or find us on the T3 website. Just click on the nice Bose logo. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.